So, but it's like done. But you listen to, cause if it goes wrong, I'll listen to Stockholm. We'll try again.
Okay.
And see what happens. Okay, anyone? No?
Yeah, ready.
Okay. So, Baruch Hashem, everybody. I want to thank everybody here for allowing me to join in this evening together. And also, I want to thank everybody for all the support and all the Chatas Tevis and Tayden and Tfila and Stucker they're doing for me and my family. And for sure, we're all going to see a big Yeshua Hashem very soon, even today. We're right now preparing, today's the Shchedesh, and tomorrow, and we're preparing ready for Shavuos. And Shavuos is the day for the Chasana between the Eivishter, the Yidden, and the Eivishter. And Hashem is work, and the Hashem is called the Chosen, and the Yidden are called the Kala. And being we're talking about pride, I would say everybody here would agree that we're all very proud to have such a Chosen. And proud is an understatement, Karechel, but we should do everything we can to make sure that we show how proud we are from our Chosen. And that is the first three meters. We have Ava, we have Yira, we have Teferis. Ava means when we love somebody, we do everything good that to show that we love him. And Yira means that we use the power of Yira to push away or to not like anybody who interferes with our connection with our chosen. And Teferis is to beautify, that everything we do for our chosen should be in a beautiful way, which is the union of pride. And Shabbos before the Chasana, everybody knows the Shabbos is Ofruf, we go up to the Teira, and that's why we always read that Pashna Midbar before Matan Teira, because Parmidbar is about counting Yidden, and when you're counting Yidden, I'm sure you learned about this, but briefly, when you're counting, everybody gets one number, which means there's something equal about everybody. And whether a learned person or not such a learned person, a great person, a simple person, has talent, doesn't have talent, everybody gets the exact same number, which shows on the essence of every single Yid, that's the neshama of every single Yid. And since all Yidden are one, all part of one, and actually one with Hashem, which is one, so every person has that. So by saying, the counting them, we're revealing that part of the Yid and the neshama. And it's the neshama part that makes us proud of ourselves and proud to be with Eivishter, because when we work with our neshama, when Hashem is revealed, then wherever we are, whether we're in Golos, and that's we should have proven it over 2,000 years in Golos already, almost 2,000 years in Golos, that we are showing that we never lost. We're always able to maintain something which is counted, never gets bottled, never gets lost. And so too, in my little experience I'm going through here for a very brief while here, if you put in the building with many, many other people that are definitely not your type, and you're able not to lose your identity, that's the power of the neshama. I want to share with you a story, I guess, so that's the best way to happen. I first got arrested, and I was thrown to jail because I was denied bail because I'm a Yid. Simply for that reason, I'm a Yid, and I can... So they put me in jail, and I was put in a cell with another person there, and he happens to be a judge, somebody like Ethan Salamashkin, one of the Sodom, they were hated, and they sinned to the government, and he was in Nebuchadnezzar jail. So I got to know him, he got to know me, and the few things that I realized in close contact, and he realized about a Yid, was this. That he liked to read his Bible, what they call the thing there. And he used to ask me many, many questions. And he, you know, in the bitter state that he was in, he all ripped away from his family, from his wife and children, he liked to call Hashem in a way that I didn't like. He got to call Hashem as a vengeful and angry. And I heard that, and I think that's part of being proud to be a Yid, I said to him, one second, Hashem is loving and Hashem is kind. And then he'd look at me and say, so what are you doing here? I said, that's a different question. We don't know the answer to that, but one thing's for sure, that Hashem is loving, Hashem is kind, and therefore we have to love Hashem also. So then he'd open up his book and quote me from there, and I would open up my Chumash. I never would look into anything but a Chumash, and I would open my Chumash, and he'd ask it to me, and I would show him, he'd give me the Tarachamim, how David said, Hashem, Hashem Kirachim V'chanun, And we spent, I think, 76 days together until finally I got the veil, Baruch Hashem, and I proved to him that Hashem is kind and loving, because he was very shocked that I got it. And in that time, we went through a lot of discussions. I mean, he asked me more than I, but once he would ask me, he would challenge me, I would always want to answer him. And one of the things he said to me was, how long did your beard grow? So I said, that's my beard, I never touched it. So he said, what? He couldn't believe that somebody would never touch the beard. I said, yeah, this is a thing, a commandment that God gave me to wear my beard. I'm very proud to wear a beard. And something that really had an effect on him, realizing the commitment and the pride that a Yid carries, a yarmulke and a beard and payas. And also, like in the same cell, so he saw I never took my yarmulke off, I never took my tzitzis off. He sometimes would yank it on, like trying, I don't know what he was doing with it. But anyways, he envied the fact that when we used to talk about things, he saw that we had a very strong connection to all the way back to Matan Torah, that we had Mefarshim. He would try to tell me things, and then I would explain him what the word means in Hebrew. And then he finally realized that we have Mefarshim. And he actually told me once, he says, I don't understand, because all his books fit into one little like paperback thing. So he once mentioned that to me, and he realized that our Lashon Kodesh goes all the way back to Matan Torah, and our mitzvah goes back all the way to Matan Torah. And we're learning Torah since Matan Torah. So now I know exactly where this is from. So Mitch Hashem will be out very soon. So finally I got a hold of a Gutn Chumash, and he would sit at night and read this Gutn Chumash avidly. And just to finish off with the story, so he read about Yaakov and Esav. You know that before Hashem gave the Torah to Yidden, he went to Esav, he went to Yishmael, listen, they want the Torah. That's one of the things that Yidden are show the greatness is that the Yidden got what's wanted is only Yidden's an Asav and Yishmael. So reading Yaakov and Esav in the real version, not in his thing, he called up, he had a son, his name was Jacob. So he called up his son Jacob. He told his son that he just got hold of a Gutn Chumash, and he read it. And if he really wants to know the true story between Yaakov and Esav, he has to read it in the Gutn Chumash. And then he told me, because the way they put it in their book, they make Yaakov look very, 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 very bad. And maybe that's the way like a lot of hate comes from, and he realizes that. So here you have a story where a person was willing to open his eyes up and see a Yid that was holding on to Teda Misinai. Sinai, by the way, is where it's called Sinai, because from there the Sinai to the whole world are angelus of Yidden for having the Teda, but we got the Teda. And because we have it, we are able to always connect to Hashem and always be on the side, so to speak, of our chosen. And by doing Teda Mitzvahs, we are always connected to chosen. So we should listen. This is a, you know, called Kvud Bas Melech Plim. If you look at Rashi, the tzni is that a Bas Melech, the daughter of a king. Imagine being a daughter of a king. So that cover that she carries herself and carries the neshama in front is Penima. Penima will be the most inner treasures. That's how much it's going to be worth. And you see it, it's priceless. I don't have enough time here. If Shalom Takah should come out very soon, maybe we'll be able to meet and speak more stories. But one thing we have is a priceless Torah and a priceless mitzvah, and we have the Eibishter with us, and very soon, even today, the Eibishter will bring Mashiach now. And we all will go with Mashiach to Kain, take Yisrael, and I get benched, and hopefully we'll see each other before Shavuos.
Amen. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
How was that?
It was perfect.
Not too fast.
It was great, and you said so many nice things, and we should really only hear...
I don't know. Okay, thank you, Ben. Thank you, Zaman. All the best. Bye.
Take care. Good young.